With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz sidestepping the stolen valor allegations that have been dogging him. Those allegations gaining momentum following remarks by GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance.
Vance made the comments last week, shortly after Vice President Kamala Harris picked the Minnesota governor as her running mate.
What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage.
Vance questioned Walz's record and the implication he had served in a combat zone. Walz says he is proud of his service to his country.
You should never denigrate another person's service record. Anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
The campaign says Walz misspoke when he said he carried weapons in a war and did not see combat during his time in the Minnesota National Guard. I'm Ed Donahue.
His campaign says former President Trump will be delivering a major economic address later today in Asheville, North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to visit North Carolina in a couple of days.
The Democratic candidate for president is set to appear in Raleigh on Friday to unveil her plan to boost the Biden administration economy after serving 4 years in the Biden administration. Her upcoming visit will follow former President Trump's planned trip to Asheville this afternoon.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar did not suffer the same fate as a couple of her fellow squad members. Omar has won her primary race. Also at SRNnews.com, another $20 billion worth of U.S. arms will be sold to Israel. The Biden administration approving the transaction, and there's no progress to report on ending the war in Gaza. Tropical storm Ernesto now battering Puerto Rico, expected to graduate to hurricane status later today. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is asked to decide another religious freedom case.
The state of Wisconsin says Catholic Charities has to pay taxes specifically to support the state unemployment system. Wisconsin's highest court agrees, stating that Catholic Charities does not qualify for a religious exemption. The ministry has now appealed its case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has delivered a number of rulings lately in favor of churches and religious groups. Catholic Charities says its First Amendment rights are at stake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Arizona will get to decide in November whether to add the right to an abortion up to about 24 weeks to the state constitution. The Arizona Secretary of State's office has certified nearly 580,000 signatures supporting the ballot measure. Opponents of the proposed amendment say it goes too far and could lead to unlimited and unregulated abortions in Arizona. Several other states also putting the question of abortion to their residents on Election Day. This is SRN News. Organized labor goes after Trump and Musk.
The United Auto Workers Union has filed unfair labor practice charges against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Tesla CEO Elon Musk after the two discussed on social media about Musk supposedly firing striking workers. In documents filed with the National Labor Relations Board, the union alleges that both men interfered with workers who may want to exercise their right to join a union. During the streamed conversation, Trump praised Musk for firing workers who went on strike. The Trump campaign called the union's allegations frivolous and a shameless political stunt. I'm Norman Hall.
Hundreds of people have been allowed to return home after being forced to flee a wildfire west of Reno that also shut down Interstate 80 along the California-Nevada line. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 2 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 3 points. More details at SRNnews.com.